secret. I didn't do that. Okay? You're surprised. You thought I did, didn't you? Yeah. No, I didn't. That'd be more than my life would have been worth. That's a song for us as Christians. We've got that song because we need to build our lives on God's Word. We need to heed God's Word. And if we build our lives on God's Word is truth, and it will see us through. So let's hold on to the truth of God's Word. That's why we have that song. Build our lives on the Word and the truth of God. Now, I thought we might have a quiz. We haven't had a quiz for a long while. And another little secret, this is true, okay? Sometimes I tell, not lies, because I wouldn't want to tell a lie. I may not tell it, sometimes I'm joking. That's probably what I'm trying to say. Okay, but this is true. I ordered some stuff for church, and I said, what are your freebies? It's a box of celebration, okay? So I thought, I would like to share this box of celebration with you. So we're going to have a quiz. But you only get one if you get the right answer. So I need a couple of helpers. Just a couple of helpers. Yeah, come on, you two. And there's another young lady over there. That's it. So we've got three. And you as well. Come on then. Right. Now, two of you, I want to take the sweeties round. Who's going to be really sensible and not eat them yourselves? Right, are you two going to go together? Freddie and Grace, yeah. Can I trust you with the sweeties? Yeah, don't give more to your dad or your mum or your grandparents, or your great-grandparents. Wait for it, Freddie. You can have one, but later. Now, you two have got a very important job, okay? Because you're going to take these round, all right? And that will be number three, Della, when we get there. You're going to ask somebody to take a question, right? And then either you or you'll get them to read it out. Is that okay? And we're going to do noughts and crosses. And if you get it right, get a sweetie, okay? And there's actually, it's quite a big box. So you might all get one later. Okay, noughts and crosses then. So we'll start with Daniel's side. Okay, what are you going to be, Daniel? Noughts or crosses? Noughts, okay. Okie doke. Right. So go and take a question. Who's got the question? Go and ask somebody, anybody. That young man over there. He's going to pull one out. Go on, down there. Off you go. Off you go, you two. Right. You can stay here for a minute. If they get it right, whoever gets it right gets a sweetie. Okay? Just pull one out. Now, all the questions are to do with, you've gone too far, it doesn't matter, anybody, just ask anybody to pull one. Well done, Paul. What have you got?
Where did Ruth come from?
Where did Ruth come from? This is worth a celebration. This is noughts. Look, Sunil's got it. He whispered it. Tell us nice and loud. Moab. Okay. Where do you want your north? What, you mean there or there? Right in the middle. Okay. Other side. You go and give him a sweetie. He might want to give it to somebody else. I'm not sure how kind and generous he is. Now you have it. Okay. This side. Yeah. Ask Henry. That's it.
Where did Paul get shipwrecked on his way to Rome?
Where did Paul get shipwrecked on his way to Rome? Clive? Malta! Clive, where do you want your cross? Shelley, where did he put it? Where? Top right? Top right. Okay. Right. Clive, get your granddad gets a question. Sweetie. This side again. Anybody? Anybody? Keith? Go and ask Keith or Nova. Go on, quick. We'll be here all night at this rate, come on.
Where had the runaway slave Onesimus come from?
Ooh, not quite so easy. Go on then, Michael.
Philemon's house in Colossae.
look at that, he gets two for that. Give that man two. Give him two, come on. Right. Where do you want the nought, Michael? Amy? Top middle. Right. Oh, we dropped a few, have we? Never mind, that's okay. That's it. Go and take it to somebody this side. Valerie. Go and ask Valerie. That's it. Valerie's that lady, nice looking lady in top at the front.
Why did Joseph and Mary travel to Bethlehem?
Easy. Yes, tell us. So Mary could have a baby. That is true. Just go a step before that. Why did Joseph and Mary travel to Bethlehem? It was Joseph's hometown. And something else? Because there's a census. Excellent, excellent. Okay. Do I need to ask? So they can have a sweetie. Sweetie up there. Right. Here, shall we go? Yeah, is that fair? Is that reasonable? Right, go and ask somebody else. Frank, see Frank, that's that man that plays the guitar, sort of.
Where did the man who carried Jesus' cross come from?
Okay, where did the man who carried Jesus' cross come from? Oh, there's a hand, it looks like Daniel, right at the back. Daniel? Where? Oh, that isn't quite right. Shall we let him have another go? No, I know you ought to know. Anybody, I'll tell you what, Christine, go on then, Christine. Cyrene, yeah, okay. Christine, where do you want the cross? Go and take the sweetie to Christine, who's that lady in the green over there. Go around the other way, easier. Nought, nought, it's a nought. Christine, where do you want your nought? To the left. There, there, or there? Middle? There. Right. Okay. Crosses. Question for the crosses. That side. Go and see the young lady halfway down. She's got a red sort of t-shirt and a white cardigan. Jenny is known to us, but you might not know she's Jenny.
Where did the people of Judah end up being exiled to?
Okay, where did the people of Judah end up being exiled to? I don't want them all too easy, do we? Where did the people... Yeah, go on. Where's it what? Egypt. Oh, we let them have two goes at something, didn't we? We'll let you have... Come on. Where did they end up being exiled to? The people of Judah. Come on. Come on. Don't know, Joyce. That you do. I bet when I tell you, you'll say, oh, yes, yes, that must be. Ali. It might be Persia. It might be Persia. That ain't quite right. Have another little go. Was it indeed? Nice and loud. It was Babylon. It was Babylon. Okay, now, Persia, or the Persian Empire, actually took over the Babylonian Empire. So, Ali was sort of right. But when they went to Babylon, but when they came back, they'd come from Persia. So I think he definitely deserves a sweep. Ali, I guess you want to put it there, yeah? Right. What? Is that right? What do you mean, no? I didn't ask. Ali, where do you want to put the cross? Oh, it wasn't Ali, was it? They got it right. Where do you want to put the cross? First column in the middle. Yeah? Good move. Okay. Right. Okay. So, don't tell them. No, all right. Now, take it to somebody. See that lady over there in the sort of greeny? That's Nikki. Go and take it to Nikki. Are you getting your sweets at the back there? Where have my little sweetie people gone? They ain't gone home with them, have they? All right.
What was the land called that Abraham was meant to go to?
What was the land called that Abraham set out to go to? What was that? Hello? Right, where did Abraham set out to go to? What was the land called? This side. Could be a time limit on this. Sunil, you've already answered one. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on. Trevor, don't you know this? Are you letting other people have a chance? That's very gracious. That is that a nice attitude? I realise now that's what everybody does. You're all knowing the answers, but you're just very gracious about it. Go on then, Trevor. Canaan. Right. Okay, well done, Trev. Nobody's going to win this, are they? Can you still? Okay. Where do you want to put the nought? Oh, you could, couldn't you? What, bottom left? No, that's right, because you could do that, couldn't you? Yeah, okay. Right. You see those two nice looking ladies about two thirds of the way back? The one on the end is Sharon. If you go and ask her, okay, go and get a question from her. How are you two doing? You're doing all right? Good, good. Keep going. It's all resting on you, Sharon. No pressure. Put that mic nice near you so we can all hear. Can you read it? But no too many big words.
Which country did the baby Jesus go to and why?
Ooh. Which country did baby Jesus go to and why? Len, Egypt is right. Why? Because Herod was going to kill all the babies. Len? What?
Bottom right.
Bottom right? Oh. Well, at least you could stop the others winning, O's, can't you? Right. Who's going to make a good choice here? Of you go and find somebody you think is going to pull out the right question. Anybody. You go with them. Is this on? Yeah, good. Go on. No, you've got to go this side. It's the other side. Yeah. Go on, you've got to go that side. That's all right. You could let Evelyn take one. Come on, Evelyn. Mike.
Where was Jesus going when Martha went out to meet him with the news of her brother's death?
Okay, where was Jesus going when Martha? Martha went to meet him with the news of the death of her brother Lazarus. Ooh. A few puzzled Daniel. Go on then, Daniel. Bethany. What a man, what a man. He did delay it, didn't he? Yes. He heard the news. Lazarus was dying. He delayed it. And then he set out to Bethany. Daniel, you're going to spoil it for everybody, aren't you? Okay. Andy could have a sweet. No choice. No. Somebody got there first. You can have a sweet. Okay. Thank you very much indeed. We might have another round of that another week. If we carry on this week, we'll be here forever. Okay. Thank you all. Now, you children have a sweet. Okay. And then what we're going to do is put them on the table at the back. so people can have one when they go out. Is that all right? Can you do that for me, Grace? Is that okay? Can you put it, see Nicola, you go and give that to her, and then she'll put it on the table at the back, and then you go and sit down. All right, well done. But I see life as a bit of a journey. Yeah, that's often seen, isn't it? As we go through life, we see it as a journey to go through. And I thought what we'd do, with your help, is to mark out the stages of our journey. So, where do we start? Birth. That's not a bad place to start, is it? Okay. You might not be able to... Yeah, we don't want to get too technical about this. Birth will do. Okay. Then what's the next sort of milestone, should we say? What's the next sort of milestone in life? Toddling? School? What happens before school? Nursery. Okay, nursery. I didn't go to nursery, but that probably explains quite a lot. Prison, did somebody say? What? Preschool. Yeah? Preschool or nursery. Okay. Then that bit, right, after nursery, we get the dreaded school. Okay. All right. What about, what's next? High school. Okay, so we get birth, nursery, school, then I'll put just put high school. Okay, then what? Borstal. Now this is serious, right? Okay, this is important, serious stuff. Okay, so after school. College, yeah. Okay. It's not going to be the same for everybody, but this is the normal pattern for a lot of people. School is where they tell you these are the best days of your life. I was told that, and I thought, I might as well give up now then, quite honestly. I have to say that by and large, since school, life has improved. But some people it is the best days, but that's a bit sad. Actually, for many of us, life opens up and develops. Okay. After college, well, college, university, I'll call them the same. Work, okay? Right. Oh, yeah, okay, could get married. Okay. What else? Children, they often come along, don't they? Now, one's got to be honest, things don't always quite work in this order. Some people might go have children before they go to work. Some people might have children before they go to college. Some people might have children before they get married. Things are different for all of us, but this is the sort of way things work. Okay? What next? Is that it? Life stops at that? You get born, you go to school, you get married, you have children, and then think, oh, flip me, that's it, is it? Retire. Oh, is anything between having children and retirement? Children leave home. That's the day you put the flags out, isn't it? That is a big mark day, that is, when they move on. They've grown up and they've moved on. Yeah, what else? You become a grandparent. Okay. Excellent. Now what? Oh, I had a lot of answers here. Right at the back. Yeah? What? Retirement. Retirement. Okay. Now, life just comes to a stop at retirement? No, Amy, you've just retired. So are you sitting back and thinking, I can just sit here and listen to classic FM for the rest of my life. How wonderful. What are you going to do, Amy? Keep busy. All right, keep going. Right, well, you do keep going. Retirement don't mean the end. Now what? Old age creeps in, doesn't it? Slowing down. There are some advantages in getting old. Bus pass. Okay? Free travel. So it's not all bleak. What? You're talking to her. That's all right. Now what? Great-grandchildren. More. Okay. Keep going. Dying. Well, that's going to happen. We've got to be honest. But it's not the end, is it? No. Okay, just opens a door to something even better. Okay, heaven. There we go. Now that's life, isn't it? Just a nice, smooth path. You get born, go to nursery, go to school, go to college, get married, go out to work, or it doesn't matter which order, have children, they leave home, you become grandparents, you get your bus pass, you keep on going, listening to classic FM, you go into all sorts of things, and then you die. Going to heaven. Just as simple as that. Yeah? No? Life is not simple, is it? It doesn't work like that. Life is full of trials. That is the reality. And what for some people is a joy, maybe for somebody else, it's a sorrow. Okay, I told you about, this is going for here, birth, alright? For some people, school is up here. Some of us is down here. Not a good time. Some of us, we get sick. Some of us get married, and that's good. Some of us, sadly, it ends in divorce. Some of us enjoy our work. Some of us get made redundant. And there's lots of other things that come along the way, aren't there? Some of us, we don't find housing. Some of us, we lose a good friend. For some of us, life is tough. I'd say that for us here at Christ Church, we've had a very tough time. And some folk have had a very, very difficult time. Some of us here living through very difficult times. Life does not go on smoothly day after day. Some of you are saying, that's right, Bill. I've just faced a bereavement. I've just facing redundancy. I've just been diagnosed with a serious illness. I'm worried about my children. That's how it is in life. Now, I don't want to be too despondent. Yesterday, we had a lovely celebration, 25 years of marriage for Steve and Carol. Last Saturday, saw my son get married. The Saturday before that, we had the wonderful celebration for Michael and Amy. There's some great things going on. We want to rejoice at those. But there's some very difficult stuff as well. Very difficult that we face. So, I think that reading from James, come on in, Debbie. 25 miles an hour, straight up the centre aisle. Okay? We have faced some very difficult things. And James said this, very interesting. I don't know if you noticed it. I want to read it to you. James said this. My brothers and sisters, consider yourselves fortunate when all kinds of trials come your way. Now, I've got to be honest here. I wouldn't say when trials come my way, I say, Bill, you're so fortunate. You are so blessed when these bad things happen. I wouldn't say that. So why does James say it? Why does he say that we're fortunate when difficult things happen? Let me go on. For you know that when your faith succeeds in facing such trials, the result is the ability to endure. Make sure that your endurance carries you all the way without failing, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. How do we handle our trials? What do we do? Now, there's two things we can do. We can cushion ourselves from all the problems. We can try and make sure that we don't get caught up in other people's problems. We can try and live apart from it all. That's not very easy, but we can try and do that. And some people don't want to engage with problems, and certainly not other people's problems. They try and remove themselves from it. But what happens with such a person is that they become very selfish and very insular. Others, when faced with problems and difficulties, can in a sense say, go down into depression, and that can't be helped. But sometimes we can get very self-centred in our problems and think, me alone, you know, only me, I'm the only one. But of course that's not reality. And if we get ourselves in that sort of state, how can we help other people? We're not going to be effective in helping others if we are too caught up with ourselves. So that's why James says, when trials come, consider yourself fortunate, because if you take them on board with faith, you will become complete and mature. Isn't that the reality? You know people, we probably all do, that have faced trials, they have endured, they are people of maturity. People that you can go to who will understand and will come alongside. Now, none of us are meant to face trials on our own. You know, that is just not to be the case. We need to be there for one another. God is there for us. We sang even at the very beginning, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our griefs and sins to bear. He is there for us, but we need to be there for one another as well. Because life is like this, okay? It is a roller coaster. We've experienced that, haven't we? Personally and as a church. It's been up and down. The joys and the heartache. But we face it. We face it together in the strength that God gives us. Some of you kids, you're starting school, okay? Been at school a while. Sometimes it's very difficult. You can think, I can't cope with this. It's all too much. You're not alone in that, but stick with it. You're facing college. Your exam results haven't been all they might be. Face it. Get support. Be there for one another in difficult times. That's what church is. That's what family is. We're there for one another. And we will see one another through. Some of us, as I say, are facing very difficult times. Our lovely friend Vibert's here. What a difficult time for Vibert. But what will make the difference is his family and his friends. Be there for one another. And know that God will take you through. Let me just read that again. Make sure that your endurance carries you all the way without failing, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to do a lot to help somebody. Sometimes it's a card through the door. Sometimes it's a phone call. Sometimes it's a hand on the shoulder saying, look, I'm with you. I'm praying for you. If you need anything, I'm there. Makes a world of difference. It really, really does. We're not meant to carry burdens on our own. So let's stand together and support one another when we go through the difficulties, and rejoice with one another when we go through the good times as well. So let's have a short prayer. Lord God, we do pray that as we go through the ups and downs of life, we would know your presence with us, and we would know the support of our family and of our brothers and sisters in Christ. And Lord, help us never to be so self-indulgent that all we do is think about our own issues, never to try and remove ourselves from what people are going through, but help us to be there for one another, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, we're going to sing a song.